Former Texas Governor Ann Richards has died. The Democrat was suffering from esophageal cancer. She was 73. NPR's John Burnett reports on a woman known for inclusive government and a biting wit.
Anyone who'd been a close friend or colleague of Ann Richards during her long career as a politician and a Democratic Party activist remembers the night at Schultz's Beer Garden in Austin. Richards was standing next to an African-American senior state employee named Charlie Miles when a white county judge from East Texas came over to greet them. The moment is retold by Molly Ivins, the liberal columnist and friend of Richards.
Charlie stuck out his hand and the judge touched it with one finger and said, "How are you, boy?" And then turned in great relief to pretty blue-eyed Ann Richards and said, "And who is this lovely lady?" And Ann beamed and said, "I am Mrs. Miles." She had one of the quickest wits I've ever come across.
It was vintage Richards doing what she did best, turning the prevailing political culture upside down. She started as a housewife and party volunteer in Dallas in the early 1960s, at a time when women were supposed to make sandwiches while the men discussed politics. Richards helped to change that. She won the state treasurer's office in 1982, becoming the first woman elected statewide in half a century. In 1990, she beat Republican oil man Clayton Williams to become governor of Texas. With her unapologetic drawl, sizzling one-liners, and gravity-defying white bouffant, she cut the figure of an unforgettable governor. The nation got its first taste of Ann Richards in her keynote address to the 1988 Democratic National Convention when she laid into the first George Bush.
"I'm delighted to be here with you this evening because after listening to George Bush all these years, I figured you needed to know what a real Texas accent sounds like."
She remarked to the crowd that there weren't enough women at the forefront of national politics.
"But if you give us a chance, we can perform. After all, Ginger Rogers did everything that Fred Astaire did. She just did it backwards and in high heels."
Though Richards basked briefly in the national spotlight, her roots were deeply entrenched in the earthy political culture back home. No one could play the good old girl, when she wanted to, like Richards. At this political roast in Port Arthur, Texas, she described a turkey hunt.
"A good caller is the secret to turkey hunting success, because it is his job to capitalize on that Tom Turkey's remarkable sense of acute hearing and to lure him with the siren song of a plump little hen that is ready to be basted. Come on over here. Gobble, 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 gobble.
In 1994, Richards lost her re-election bid to George W. Bush. Texas has not had such a popular statewide Democrat since her. She never ran again. In later years, she worked as a lobbyist, commentator, and speechmaker. She loved attracting new faces into politics, such as this college student in Stephenville, Texas.
"I just want to tell you, you are a great inspiration, especially to young females that want to get involved."
"I hope so.
And you really..."
"Well, now, just remember, I'm not perfect. None of us are."
"Nobody is."
"I mean, there's just lots of bad scratches on me and a lot of big freckles."
She sought treatment for alcoholism in 1980 and spoke candidly about her condition. She later divorced civil rights lawyer Dave Richards. They raised four children. Her greatest contribution to Texas politics was what she called the New Texas. Glenn Maxey was her longtime political strategist.
"She appointed more women and minorities to boards and commissions than all of her predecessors throughout history. I mean, she just broke down barriers for everyone."
Before leaving office in early 1995, Ann Richards said this, "I do not want my tombstone to read, she kept a really clean house. I think I'd like them to remember me by saying, she opened government to everyone." John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.